I'm Susanna Bransgrove, and this is Relativity, a new podcast sharing the lives of women and family businesses. Each of our guests' stories reflect the challenges and joys of navigating relationships with family members and participation in the family business. Join us as we dive below the surface into the real lives of women and family businesses. Welcome to Relativity, the podcast for women in family business. I'm Susanna Bransgrove, your host, and I'm excited to be welcoming you to episode 5 today with Carmen Ellis. Carmen is the founder of Majestic Whale Encounters, and this is an eco-conscious tour company that takes guests swimming with whales and dolphins in different countries around the world. I'm super excited to be hearing from Carmen all about her family business, but I also love whales and dolphins and swimming with them. So it'll be really amazing to hear a little bit more about how the business started and also what it's actually like to be swimming with majestic humpbacks in Tonga and Tahiti or orcas in the fjords of Norway, and as well as many other stunning destinations. What's really amazing, and I'm looking forward to hearing about this too, is that Majestic has created a pay it forward scheme where a portion of each tour is actually donated towards helping communities, the animals and environments that are visited. So Carmen will tell us all about how she believes that if you want something, you should go for it, something that I certainly do share with her, and that life is too short to be left wondering. So this dream has really enabled her to live a dream of sharing this life-changing experience with others, which I think is absolutely amazing. Not surprisingly, Carmen has an endless respect for marine life and animal conversation. So over to you, Carmen, so you can share this passion with us and tell us a little bit more about your business, the beautiful creatures you work with, and I don't mean your family members at this point in time. I am referring to the wildlife and also your family, of course. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Susanna. Thanks for having me.
Now, of course, first thing I'm generally asked is how did your family business actually get started?
Yeah, a lot of people are really interested in this. I think swimming with whales isn't something that you would do every day or that the average sort of Joe would do for work. But it's actually all come from a dream. So ever since I was a little one, I've always had sort of a recurring dream, and I actually still get the dreams now of swimming with whales. Sometimes it's orcas, sometimes whales, dolphins, that kind of thing. And so I kind of knew in the back of my head it was always something that I had dreamt of doing and really thought, I wonder if this is something I can actually do in real life. I knew that you could swim with dolphins, but I had no idea that you could swim with whales. And then I guess end of high school came around when it's sort of time to start thinking about those sort of things. And lucky for me, the internet sort of came out the year that I finished high school. And so I got on the old Google search or whatever it was in those days and actually found out that there was a little place, a little island called Vava'u in Tonga, and you could actually swim with humpback whales there. So I guess that's sort of pinpointed my direction as to where I would be heading to see whether this is a viable thing that I could actually make a career out of.
That is absolutely fascinating. I have to admit that I hadn't actually heard of that before, and it's something that I definitely would love to be doing. But you are not in business by yourself from what I can gather?
That's right, yeah. So I went about a year into the business and it already sort of took off so fast that I couldn't really handle the pace. And I was already working full time as a zookeeper actually at that stage. So this was sort of like a part-time thing so I could see whether it would take off or not. And because the first year was just so flat chat, I decided to ask one of my sisters. I've got three sisters. So I asked my younger sister if that's something that she'd be keen to do. I guess she was really shocked because it was something that she never thought of herself doing. She loves animals, loves the ocean, but I guess it just never really came across her mind that that would be something that she could actually, you know, be involved in a business sense. So her and her husband came over for the first season of the year that I asked her to join, and she said she'd just sort of go for a tour and just see if she liked it. And of course I knew she would love it. And once you have a swim with a whale, there's no stopping you. You basically become addicted, and I knew she'd be hooked. So she came on board, and she's really good. We sort of complement each other because I work a lot with people directly as sort of the tour leader, creating tours, that kind of side, whereas she's a real numbers girl. She loves the spreadsheets, loves to be organized, loves to market and push the business. So we actually complement each other perfectly in that way.
Wonderful. And her husband, is he working as well with you, or your husband, or her husband, or anybody else from the family?
Our husbands both have their own careers, but we drag them overseas all the time. So any holidays that they can get, my husband's an Ambo, so he tends to get quite a few holidays. We either send them over or they come over with us as an entire family, kids, husbands, everything. And so my husband, we call him the social director. He's really good at engaging with people, and particularly around the bar area. So, we make them work. We totally Wonderful. Make them involved in the business as well.
I'm so glad to hear that. So working with your family and working with your husbands, or your sister and both of your husbands, what do you love about working as a family business?
I think the fact that we can experience so many amazing things together. So Sarah and I get to share our passion with our whole family, and I think that that's a really special thing to be able to do. Just the fact that we can take them, for example, we take them to Tonga for 2 to 3 months a year. They get to experience not just the whales, but the villages, the way people live, how to treat other people. They get a whole different perspective on life. That includes our husbands and our children. So I think it's a really lovely thing that we are able to involve them in everything we do within the business.
It's really wonderful. And I did mention before that you take great effort to not just visit those places and show them to Australians, for example, but to also try to make a difference. Tell me a little bit about that, and also how the family gets involved and the difference it makes to them.
Yeah, for example, our Tonga tours, which are probably our most popular, so I often refer to them, but we do a give back scheme, where we will give back to the villages there and the people of Tonga and the islands. They're such lovely, wonderful, warm people, and they really do struggle sometimes. They often get cyclones that will wipe out their entire island. They're going through COVID, obviously, now. And their only income really is through tourism. So we like to do a give back scheme where we donate portions of every person who comes on tour. We also go and visit the churches and the schools. We often get to hear the children will do like a little performance for us, and we'll give them books, toys, things like that they might need or have lost in things like the cyclone years. We have the schools put on a performance, and they come out to the resort and do a little performance. It's like an hour or two, actually. It's quite a long performance, but it's amazing. They love it. You can tell that they absolutely love performing in front of all the guests. And the guests all will donate money. So what happens is the dancers will oil themselves. They put like coconut oil all over them. And as they dance, the guests come up and they'll use $1-$2 notes for Tongan currency, and they stick them on the dancers. So that's a really lovely cultural night that we're able to put on for all our guests, and it's a really good way of us giving back to the community as well.
That's really lovely. As much as this is a beautiful thing for you and your family to share, no doubt there are also some challenges working with your family in business. So what are some, and especially when you talk sisters, I'm guessing that there might be occasional challenges. Would you mind just sharing some of that?
I guess the biggest challenge is separating life, family life, and work life. Sometimes the work life, we find it's so busy and so time consuming, and we're so passionate about it that we take our work everywhere with us. So that goes for Sarah and I. We find it very hard to switch off when you love your business so much, and we want to be available for all our guests whenever they need us. They sort of like an extended family to us. So, and we also really like to focus on that, the personal side of the business, where we can offer them our time whenever they need it, and just give them that extra service. So we do find it very hard to switch it off. And I guess the best way that we can switch it off is through just dedicating time, which is just for the family, and also taking them on separate holidays other than just all the overseas trips that we do with our guests. So we just try and separate the two a little bit.
So how do you find separating your family relationship and your working relationship with your sister, when you can actually separate it through holidays or through completely different times apart, but when you are in business, how do you manage, understanding when things get a bit too personal or when you might have to change the way you talk about things?
Sarah and I, we have that kind of relationship where we don't take criticism too hard. Like we really focus on what we each have to give to the business, and there doesn't tend to be that crossover of upsetting the other person. I actually think with siblings, it depends on your relationship, but I think with siblings, you can actually tell your sibling if you don't like something and they're not going to get offended. Or Sarah, I know that she won't get offended. She actually appreciates the fact that I'm letting her know I don't think that's going to work. And I think the way that we bounce ideas off each other just tends to work with the two of us, and we don't kind of get to that stage where we get the sibling arguments at all. I think we do pretty well in working alongside each other.
That's really great. I'm sure there'll be some of our audience listening in thinking, well, actually, quite frankly, I would be telling my sister or my brother if you think and expect them. And I guess so.
I know. Yeah, I totally get that side. But, yeah, we just don't take things too seriously, and we've always been able to tell each other and criticise each other while understanding the other one's strengths and weaknesses.
That's really
so
wonderful.
Yeah, for some reason, I think it's just maybe it's the way we've been brought up. We've just been brought up in quite a close-knit family where we can just tell each other whatever it is that we think of each other.
That's great. That's really good. And often we should be able to do that, family or not family, but it takes a bit of practice and a good approach, doesn't it?
It does.
So, Carmen, you've worked as a zookeeper before, which wasn't, of course, a family business. You were employed, and naturally it's very different working in a family business compared to working for somebody else. So what is one lesson that you've learned about yourself when you're in this different family business environment that you might not have known about yourself being employed?
I think I've learned that putting pressure on yourself isn't a really positive thing within a business. I think when you're working for yourself, you tend to do that, where you put a lot of pressure on to make it work because it's something you've started, you've got your family in there, you're really passionate about it. Whereas when you're working for somebody, you're sort of doing the job, and obviously you're going to put in the effort and 100%, but you're not taking it on the shoulders so much. You're not sort of taking it on board and really taking things to heart as much as you do with your own business. So I think I've learned that I really need to try to lessen the pressure a little bit. And actually, oddly, COVID has taught me to do that a little bit, I think, because we were at the stage where in the tourism industry, there's nowhere to go. Like COVID hit us and we were total shut down. And that's something that you really do take on, thinking, oh my God, I've put all of this time and effort and hours into the business and now it's just gone from under my feet. And I think it's taught us that there's nothing we can do. It's out of our hands. And you just have to lift the pressure off sometimes and just let it go, because it will all work out in the end. And like you were saying at the beginning, with life short and, you only live once, I think you just need to let it go and know and just trust that it's going to come back again and things will be even better than what they were beforehand.
That's really great insight, and no doubt there are a lot of listeners who have gone through something similar, and it would have been an incredibly tough time. But no doubt, and knowing a little bit about you and being very resilient and forward focused, which is wonderful, you've also started to go into a different venture just while you've had some time or you couldn't go overseas. So tell us a bit about what you ended up doing during COVID.
Yeah, so we've decided to do what a lot of places have done and done what they're calling the pivot. So we've basically turned our attentions to something else, and partly that's because we need a distraction and partly because we do need something quite serious to keep us through the next months until we can get our until travel comes back in again. So we've decided, and this is something we've been looking at for a while, and particularly Sarah, because Sarah's very good in this line of work, But we've decided to start writing children's books. So the children's picture book, and they're all ocean themed. We've built a little company up and we've called it Ocean Tales Children's Books. And it's going really well so far. We've sold a lot of books. We're onto our third book at the moment. And we love doing it because it's still in our line of work. And it teaches kids and educates them about the ocean and the animals in the ocean. And it will always have like a little underlying message for them as well. So, yeah, we're really loving it. And it's taking off. Sarah's really getting her nails into that one. I sort of stepped over to the other direction and keep the majestic side of the business going and just help where I can with the books. But she's like really gotten in there and taken on that side of things. So, yeah, it's given us plenty to do and it's given us a bit of a distraction, which is perfect for what we need right now.
Well, that's really uplifting. Thank you so much for sharing that. And to everybody, we will be putting the link to be able to view those books next to the podcast or when we release the podcast. So make sure you keep an eye out for that. We always like to celebrate the family businesses too. And I know that perhaps at the moment that seems to be a bit difficult to do, and we all hope that the borders will be opening and that travel will be possible, especially back to Tonga, to make sure that business starts getting back to a bit more, you know, to a different kind of state. But what are some of the achievements that you have had? And I know you have had a few, so would love to hear all about those.
Yeah, probably our latest one was one of the finalists in Koshi's Family Business Awards. We found that was it was definitely uplifting, and just came at the right time just to lift our spirits a little bit, and it kind of just reassured us that people, our guests and people who follow us really do support us. And we have found that they love to support small business, family business, things like that. So, which is really, it really reinforces the fact that all the work that we put in and the focus on reaching out to families has really come back and rewarded us in another way. So yeah. That's been really good.
That's really great. And it's so nice to see the support to family businesses. Naturally, I'm very passionate about them, as are you. So we always love to hear when there's recognition for family businesses. Now, one question I always ask, and this is probably one of my favourite ones, is whether you have a funny story to share about working with your family.
Oh, my God. I have so many funny stories, but I'll just... I'll narrow it down to one. One night that just kind of pops up in my head was every week we take our tour groups down to a restaurant, and often it will be like a restaurant in the village. So one of the years I was ready to pick them up in the van. So we had a group of about eight people, and most of them were boys. And they came out of their bungalows, and this included my husband because I think he may have been one of the ringleaders. And they were all wearing coconut bras and their wives' or girlfriends' bikinis. So they all went out to dinner. They had little umbrellas. They had makeup, full makeup, but the makeup was just atrocious. It was, you know, the blue eyeshadows and the red lipstick. They had their hair done, little Tongan beads in their hair, flowers, and they spent the whole night dressed like that. They walked all around the village. All the village kids and people loved seeing them make fools of themselves. But, yeah, it was just that's the sort of tours that we have. They're just super fun. We're always doing really fun stuff. That's just a fun thing that we do on land, but we also, like, the days on the boats just crack me up. Like, every day there's something really funny going on. So, yeah, plenty of funny moments.
Can't wait for these tours to get up and running again. I'm going to be signing up. I want to be seeing some of that kind of action. That sounds exciting. Now we're coming, unfortunately, to the end of our podcast, and I always like to sort of see if there's one piece of advice that you might be able to give to those who are already in a family business or who might be considering starting a business with their family.
Yeah, I think probably the biggest advice I would have is before you start a working relationship with somebody within your family, you need to have the ability to complement each other, but also take criticism from each other. You really have to have, like I mentioned earlier, a good understanding of their strengths and weaknesses. But if you can do that and you have a business similar to what we have, you'd be able to travel the world together with one of your best friends slash relatives and share some really incredible lifetime experience and moments together. So I think it can be a bit of a risk, but if you've got the right dynamics within that family member, then I would just jump in with both feet. I'd just take a plunge, go for it.
Great. Thank you so much, Carmen. It's been wonderful talking to you. We wish you all the best and hope as the borders will start opening. We look forward to seeing some of the adventures, and I might have to follow your Facebook just to see what's happening, as I said, as well. And look forward to seeing more of the children's books. Thank you so much again for being on our show.
Thanks, Susanna. Really lovely to speak to you today.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks for listening. I'm Susanna Bransgrove, and this is Relativity, a new podcast sharing the lives of women and family businesses. This podcast is brought to you by Women and Family Business, Bris Podcast Hub, and PodWizard.